One new COVID-19 death has occurred and 86 new COVID cases have been documented by Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, over the long weekend. PHSD had little information to share except to report that the underlying cause of death was COVID-19. The death occurred in the Greater Sudbury District and that it brings the total accumulated local death count to 154 since the pandemic was first declared in March of 2020. PHSD also reported there have been a total of 16,294 COVID cases documented locally and 16,202 of those cases have been resolved in the past 27 months. This means the total number of active cases is 92, said the health unit. Of the 86 newly reported cases, 78 were assigned to Greater Sudbury, 2 cases were assigned to the Rural Sudbury District and 6 cases were assigned to the Manitoulin District, said PHSD. These numbers are for the past 4 days since the Canada Day holiday weekend began July 1, on Friday. Also, the accuracy of new cases and known cases cannot be confirmed each day because COVID-19 testing is no longer being done for all suspected cases that occur in the community. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 82% of all people in the PHSD area. The health unit also publishes a risk index that takes several factors into account to give a community-wide COVID assessment. The local risk factor is currently listed as low. The risk index webpage has not been updated since June 28. The Sudbury Health Unit has reported a declining number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city in recent weeks. There are 3 active COVID outbreaks as of July 4. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 16 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital website reported. This included 1 COVID patient in the intensive care unit. There were 3 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there is currently 1 active outbreak at the hospital, that being on the 5th floor South Tower as of Friday, June 24, 2022. The HSN website has not been updated since Thursday, June 30.